episode 233 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by First Down Scouting, delivering the most thorough scouting service available, uncovering the NFL stars of tomorrow. Follow them on the web at the number 1stdownscouting.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
All right, everyone, welcome. We have balloting from the FDH Academy of Arts and Sciences, some of our FDH Lounge dignitaries like we have here today, some other folks who are a part of the show, and we're going to have a real open house style kind of thing as we did last time with it. Anthony Patrone and Matt Patrone, good friends from the Unheard Scene podcast here, fellow members of the 21st Century Media Alliance, and fittingly enough, under the occasion, 6th anniversary of the program, one of the original FDH Lounge dignitaries, Chris Galloway, who we were able to do the 5th anniversary show with last year also. So welcome back to one and all.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Hello.
Absolutely good to have happy to be here.
Good to be in for this one here. We start right off the bat with one that's going to be very interesting. Best multi-sport athlete, and I want to say in advance, we have here when we do the Pantheon balloting, we're going to have 100 categories that are filled after today with the 7th round of the Pantheon. We have set from the very beginning the Pantheon within the Pantheon here. It is very rare for anybody to get 50% plus of the votes cast.
Wow.
This is a very special designation. We didn't have this last time, and you guys were here for that. I know we didn't have anybody last time. I don't think we had anybody the time before. It's kind of rare when it happens. We start right off the bat with a little bit of 50% plus action. And again, a phrase that one of our regular contributors on the show, Kyle Ross, comes up with that is, and I agree with him, prisoner of the moment. You're going to see why I think that applies when we get to who the winner is in this category. But starting off, as we always do, with the one vote ones, there's only one guy in this that got one vote. A gentleman who was actually here for the taping of it last time, couldn't be with us today, Tom Denk. Mr. Flatstick, our golf correspondent here. It's his wife's birthday, so I think he can be forgiven for why he's not here today. Gonna love this one.
That's not an excuse. Sorry.
Yeah, there is no excuse. This is an annual thing. You do it once a year.
Send the divorce guy.
Yeah. I'm looking at the four of us here and not seeing a single sympathetic person in the bunch based on our circumstances. But his vote, Ted Williams. Here's what he said. Baseball and... Chris, I'm going to let you guess this one here, you being a child and all. What was the other thing for Ted Williams? Totally putting you on the spot.
Yeah, really. You've got me.
I wouldn't have known. So.
Baseball? Best bus cryogenic save?
No.
Nice. I don't know.
Nice. No, the unfortunate circumstances of his passing have nothing to do with this. Baseball and sport fishing. Allegedly, he was a great sport fisher. So who knew?
Not me.
Not exactly.
No, I knew he was I knew he was big into that. I didn't understand that he was, you know, known as great in that.
I don't know how great he was necessarily, but this applies to anybody else that's in the bunch here too. We got another one that you wouldn't think of necessarily in that way. 1.5 votes for Deion Sanders. Anthony, I know that was your
1.5.
Yes, Nate Noy cast half a vote for Deion Sanders, half a vote for Bo Jackson.
Tried.
Did Nate do the same thing when he voted for president? Half for Romney, half for Obama? Did he get to do that as well?
I didn't even know that was legal.
Like myself, Nate cast a very patriotic vote for Virgil Goode Jr. on the Constitution line. So, no, I know for a fact that he didn't. Two votes for Jim Brown. That's the other guy I was alluding to. And I think you know what the second one is with Jim Brown, correct?
Lacrosse. So,
yes, lacrosse and football. He was a noted great in that. 6 votes for the guy that I voted for, and that is Jim Thorpe. I like to always be the history snob in this thing, if at all possible. So I voted for him in that. And, of course, Jim Brown being Chris's vote. But the vote for Matt was the vote for the guy that won this thing. 13.5 votes.
Yay.
Thanks to Nate. 13.5 votes out of 25 cast does put him over 50%. My rudimentary grasp of math tells me. And thus, in the Pantheon, within the Pantheon, Bo Jackson for
what?
Baseball and football.
I thought you were going to vote for Brandon Whedon.
I changed my mind.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to do.
What's
I guess
his other
Brandon?
Sport? Pinochle?
Well, I figured because he was such a good baseball player and such a good football player.
Well,
I mean,
Brandon Whedon, who had a passer rating.
He plays football?
Yeah, allegedly.
I think they say that, at least.
Had a passer rating.
I was thinking he was baseball and pinochle.
Had a passer rating of 5 in his first game and an ERA of 5 in the minor leagues. It all ties together. It's the unified theory of Brandon Whedon. Bo Jackson, 13.5 votes. Again, when I said prisoner of the moment, Kyle Ross's phrase, I think it applies here. The man just had a 30-for-30 on ESPN like about a month or so ago. And now everybody's all, oh, Bo Jackson.
Well,
so.
I'll be honest. He was the first thought that I had that came to my mind because he's a contemporary.
Sure.
And obviously he was amazing in both sports. You know, one of those rare athletes of an era. And you can't argue with that vote, really. But as I looked into it a little further, you know, looking at Jim Brown's career and looking at what he did in a sort of a non-traditional American sport in terms of lacrosse, I mean, there are people who say that Jim Brown was actually a better lacrosse player than a football player, the people that witnessed his career at Syracuse. And he is in the Hall of Fame in both sports. I'm not sure that Bo Jackson is.
I didn't even know he played lacrosse. That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah. That was one of the noted things about him. And again, and Bo Jackson is the legend of being cut short and all of that. You know. But again, I mean, I was joking about this with another one of our original dignitaries, Nate Noy, about, yeah, I didn't know that batting .210 in baseball or whatever it was, you know, gets you this kind of notoriety. I mean, he was a little bit all or nothing in this.
Well, and that's why I chose in the end Jim Brown on my own vote, just because he's in the Hall of Fame for two sports.
Okay.
I don't know if, you know, others that were other in the Hall of Fame for two different sports.
Although, actually, you know what? I take that back. It was Deion Sanders that we were laughing about in that way. Bo Jackson made more contact than Deion Sanders did, and to which Nate said to me, well, he was very fast. I said, so's a racehorse. Is that you want to hire him to be a pinch runner for you? I mean, I don't know that it's speed alone. How did Ronaldo Nehemiah do in his pro football career? You know, it's you can't always just apply these kind of things here. But Bo Jackson makes it 13.5 votes right off the bat. We got one that makes it. So we hoist, as is tradition, our Dundee Award and induct Bo Jackson.
Yay,
and as the first
yay,
one.
Me.
Yeah. And that will wrap up mini episode number 233.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and The Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.